One of the things people look forward to is when they're about to have a child, they'll get that room ready for that baby as that baby is welcomed into their home. And then when that child grows up and maybe goes away to university, mom and dad look forward for the homecoming when that child will come and spend time in their home and be with their family. Well, today, Ezekiel has this image in mind, you see, because he's talking about a homecoming. He's looking forward to that day when the Jewish people who were in exile will come home to Israel. And we have some very clear emphasis in this passage as he speaks of how God will draw together those people who had gone into the diaspora. That is, they had been sent away from home to a far land. And now Ezekiel anticipates that day when they will come home. But here's the thing about both this text and our gospel. They only make sense when we understand them in the light of God's overarching covenant promises. There's a beautiful book that Scott Hahn wrote that's entitled, A Father Who Keeps His Promises. And in this book, in the first chapter, he talks about covenants. And I have a shot here I'm going to put up onto the screen that helps us to appreciate and to understand how these covenants work. In the Old Testament, we have five covenants that God establishes with his people. There's a covenant with Adam, with Noah, with Abraham, Moses, and David. And look at how each of these covenants is a progressive covenant, that it moves from a husband who defines the role in that covenant. The covenant form is the marriage. The sign is the Sabbath. And as we move through these covenants, notice what happens. Noah is the mediator, the role as a father, the covenant form a household, the sign a rainbow. Abram is a chieftain. The form is a tribe. The sign is circumcision. With the next covenant, it's through Moses. He is a judge. The form is a nation, and the sign is a Passover. And finally, with David, he is a king, and the sign is the throne, and the form is a national kingdom. Now, this is what I want you to see with these covenants. Do you see how they get larger and larger and larger? Until we get to the new covenant with Jesus Christ himself. He is the royal high priest. And what is the covenant form? It is the Catholic Church. And what is the covenant sign? It is the Eucharist. Now remember back to Ezekiel while we keep this up here. Remember, Ezekiel promised that God would establish an everlasting covenant. And that is the amazing thing about our Catholic faith. That the first two covenants with Adam and Noah, those are part of what we would call prehistory. We can't date them. But with the next three covenants, Abram, Moses, and David, these stretched over a 1,000-year period. But for 1,000 years, from David to Jesus, there was not another covenant sign established. But with the coming of Jesus Christ, we now have this everlasting covenant that will never pass away. And as Ezekiel said, there is a true king who will reign forever. Who is that king? It is Jesus Christ himself. Now, with all of this in mind, here again, one of the verses from today's gospel. In speaking about Caiaphas, St. John says the following. He prophesied what Jesus was about to do for the nation, that is, to die. And not for the nation only, but to gather into one the dispersed children of God. To gather into one the dispersed children of God. So the reason Jesus called 12 men to be his apostles, they were to represent Israel. And Israel that had been dispersed was now to be brought together under one king and under the Catholic Church, which is the covenant form, and Jesus is our royal high priest. Now, why is it important for us to understand this? If we do not know the movement of God's saving work, we don't know how to locate ourselves in the story. But when we know the story and we can locate and identify where we are, then we can be the kind of people that are living purposefully and meaningfully, but also recognize the responsibility that has been entrusted to us. That we are part of that covenant that is the everlasting covenant. That covenant that will actually find its fulfillment in the fullness of heaven. And as a priest of the Roman Catholic Church, I recognize more and more the responsibility that is entrusted to me to be true to God's covenant purposes and to be, in the words of our canticle from Jeremiah, one who is called to be a shepherd. Because what Jesus wants to do is for St. Peter's to become ever more a community. For those who are scattered, those who are dispersed, those who don't know where they are in the story of their lives or in the larger story of God's purposes, can with us find a home here and realize that we are part of Ezekiel's fulfillment. We are part of his promise. And what is St. Peter's to be? A place of homecoming, where those are welcomed in, God's beloved sons and daughters. And here within his church, they can find that place with us, where we know the one shepherd, the one high priest, Jesus Christ. And to know that whenever we receive the Eucharist, we are participating in this beautiful covenant sign that is for everlasting.